Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of induced abortion found under the obstetric section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to induced abortion. As a general overview, remember that induced abortion can be performed with a surgical procedure or via medication. Surgery would include a dilation and curettage, or DNC, and medical abortion may occur with mifepristone or misoprostol. Remember that complication rates are higher with more advanced gestations. In terms of legal issues, during the first trimester, women can undergo elective abortion. During the second and third trimester, laws vary by state regarding legality of elective abortion, and the biological father does not need to be consented for an elective abortion. Now let's discuss dilation and curettage. DNC is a surgical procedure to evacuate uterine contents. It is indicated for retained products of conception after an abortion, for an elective first trimester abortion, for a molar pregnancy, and it is diagnostic to evaluate abnormal uterine bleeding. It is contraindicated in the setting of acute pelvic infection and coagulopathy. Complications include endometritis and retained products requiring repeat curettage. Now let's discuss medical abortion. Common agents used include oral mifepristone, which is a progesterone antagonist, or oral misoprostol, which is a prostaglandin E1. Complications include that 2% are incomplete and require a DNC, and another complication is endometritis. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to induced abortion, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 24-year-old woman comes to the physician's office with concerns about a recent pregnancy. She and her boyfriend had intercourse for the first time a few weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, she missed her menstrual period. She took several over-the-counter pregnancy tests that confirmed her pregnancy. She is tearful about the pregnancy and is very concerned. After extensive conversations with her physician and counseling, she decides she wants to medically abort her 6-week pregnancy. Which of the following drugs should be administered to this patient for this purpose? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, Megestrol. Choice 2, Tamoxifen. Choice 3, Terbutaline. Choice 4, Mifepristone. Or Choice 5, Copper Intrauterine Device. The best answer to this question is Choice 4, Mifepristone. This patient would like a medical abortion, which can be achieved with a combination of mifepristone and misoprostol. Mifepristone is an antiprogestin and a competitive antagonist of the progesterone receptor. When administered with misoprostol, which is a prostaglandin E1 analog, it can be used as an abortifacient. Members of this drug class, meaning antiprogestins, like uliprestol, can also be used as forms of emergency contraception. Mifepristone and misoprostol can be used to abort pregnancies under 7 weeks. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1, Megestrol is a progestin analog and is used for many clinical indications, including contraception and abnormal uterine bleeding. Choice 2, Tamoxifen is a selective estrogen receptor modulator and is used for the treatment of breast cancer. Choice 3, Terbutaline is a beta-2 agonist that is used to decrease contraction frequency in women during labor. Choice 5, the copper intrauterine device is an effective form of birth control and emergency contraception. Finally, a bullet summary. Mifepristone is an antiprogestin that can be used as an abortifacient when administered with misoprostol. That's all for this review about induced abortion. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast.